Our Lord's way of acting was so, well, we'd call it today countercultural, because his divine reality going through his human heart is love. And so he decided and saw that Matthew would be a good disciple. He was sitting there at his customs post. This is Capernaum. I think I've described that before. The caravans come from the north. And they go through that valley. Then they go turn west at the top of the Sea of Galilee and go around to Capernaum, which is a place where the caravans stop and where Matthew collects tolls. And then they continue and they go further west and go down the Mediterranean coast, which is flat and easy to navigate, down to Egypt, which is the big market. But Jesus sees him doing this and says, no, stop, follow me. He gets right up and goes. And that is a typical vocation story. You remember the others were fishing? Remember Elisha was plowing and Elijah came by, threw his cloak over him. And Elisha says, let me go back and say something to my father. And Jesus said, why, what have I done to you? You called me. And so he does have a party. This is not the urgency of the new covenant. He does have a party. Matthew has a party. Delighted to be called by Jesus. And so are we. Called by Jesus. This chapter 4 in Hebrews, if you don't mind, we'll go on with a little bit of Hebrews. He's just been talking in the text we had yesterday, urging them to be faithful to the word. And now he goes on to say, because the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating between soul and spirit, that very point where our spirit can yield to God and our emotions, our soul, is going to rebel against God. Cut right between them, you see, the word of God. Able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Now he moves. No creature is concealed from him, from the Logos. So this text is talking about the Logos himself and about the expression of the Logos, the Word of God, our text, God's speeches, God's acts, God's decisions, you see. Everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. And therefore, let the Word of God enlighten us now, cut between soul and spirit now in us, because we have a lot of aberrant emotions, you may have noticed. And we have to live by the truth, by the Word, who is Jesus. Can you imagine listening to the Word, expound the Word? He is the Word, the very expression of the Father. And then there is a human expression of that expression, and that's the Word. And it is powerful enough, you see, to cut right between soul and spirit, between the spirit, the depth of ourself, that place, that depth of the heart, where there's nothing between us and God, directly confronting God. Now, we stay out of there. because we're sinners. And the Lord keeps saying, come here, let me forgive you, let me purify you. I want you to know me. And that's when the Word of God begins to make sense. And so, then there's a whole new line of thought begins. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, he's taking as his model now that once a year when the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies, bringing the blood of bulls and goats to make amends for the sins of the people. And as he'll say, that can't do it. It's the blood of Christ that does this. And the inner sanctuary that he goes into, the Holy of Holies, is the very presence of the Father. It's not in this world. And so, he's passed through the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession, our profession of faith. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth, who lived 2,000 years ago, is God incarnate. He taught us, he lived with us. In an act of love, he died in great pain on the cross and freed us from eternal damnation. That's the Word of God, you see. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been similarly tested in every way, yet without sin. That's compassion. Compassion, suffer with, you see. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace for timely help. And that's the invitation. I don't care what your conscience is burdened with, you come to the throne of grace. And if you have to go to the sacrament of confession, which the Lord provided for us, so that he can forgive our sins and purify our spirit and prepare us for eternal life, and on our way to eternal life, love each other and tell the world about Jesus.